Welcome to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Turn your audio up, Central Texas. You're about to listen to the best hour of high school sports talk on radio. This is the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bing, one of the hosts of this great program. Usually joined alongside by Brad Cohn today. It's just going to be me, but obviously, like usual, we have tons to cover on this particular episode. In a couple minutes, after I get through the intro, we will dive into the notable results from the Austin area and Central Texas when it comes to Texas high school football. In about 15 minutes, we got a really good interview coming up with Hayes volleyball and girls basketball player Trista Strasser. Excited to talk to her. She's a Missouri commit. We'll definitely dive into that, as well as her current athletic seasons during the 2020-2021 UIL campaigns. In about 30 minutes, we will start releasing our area rankings for football. For the first time on this show, we will update our area TAPS 11-man football ranking. So definitely get excited for that. We have been doing some stuff throughout the season when it comes to TAPS, but this is the first time on the show that I will actually be updating the TAPS football rankings on this show first. Immediately thereafter, obviously, we will dive into the UIL 4A football rankings. And then about 45 minutes, like always, that last segment, we have tons to get through. We will go through the UIL 5A Division 1 and UIL 5A Division 2 football rankings, updated versions for Vipe Austin. And then immediately thereafter, we will do UIL 6A football. And, of course, like always, we give out our show honors, and we will take a look at the week ahead, give you some notable games to keep an eye on. But let's start off this show with some notable results from our coverage here, because obviously, like I said before, a lot of really impactful results in our coverage area this week. We kick it off with Lake Travis and Hayes. And this is a series that started, at least football-wise, in 2000. And this was the 10th time that these two programs had met each other on the gridiron. And what's interesting is looking at this particular series is basically Hayes won the first three meetings. And since Lake Travis and Hayes became district opponents in 2014, it's been all Lake Travis. So even though Hayes won a couple, I believe they've met twice in the playoffs, once as non-district opponents. And then obviously since then in 2014, it's been all Lake Travis. That includes this week's result, 70-35 victory against the Rebels. Congrats to the Cavaliers on staying undefeated. Obviously, Hayes was a ranked team in our air rankings last week. You'll have to stay tuned to see if they stay in our top 10 rankings after a defeat like that. But obviously, quality win for Lake Travis right there. There's a reason why they are rocking and rolling. Some other notable results in our area. Westlake continues to roll. They beat San Marcos 56-0. This was a Chaparral's second 56-0 victory during this current football season. The other came against Waco Midway. Also, third shutout victory so far in 2020. The other shutout victory was 58-0 against Del Valle. Obviously, a district game. When you look at, you know, what Westlake and Lake Travis have done so far, you know, obviously, you know, both are highly touted. You know, there's a reason why, you know, they're two of the better programs, not only this season, but generally in this coverage area. But, you know, as the show goes on, I mean, I'll definitely dive into, you know, based off all these, you know, shutouts, do I give Westlake the edge this week in the rankings? You'll have to stay tuned for that. Or do I like the competition level that Lake Travis has faced so far in 2020? Some other results to go through. Colleen Shoemaker is 3-0, another undefeated program in our coverage area. Congrats to them. 21-17 victory against Colleen ISD rival Ellison. Austin Vandegrift with a shocker this week. Bounced back 2-1 for the season. And man, did they look good against rival Cedar Park Vista Ridge and Leander Ice. The 40-14 victory against the Rangers. And we talked about this matchup a little bit last week in regards to, you know, was this going to be the year that Cedar Park Vista Ridge was able to dethrone Austin Vandegrift based off of what they'd done earlier in the season? But obviously Vandegrift showed, hey, we're still, you know, the class of this district. We're still the front runners in this district. So really excited to see how Vandegrift builds off of this. And I'm also interested to see how Vista Ridge bounces back from this, because, you know, we all have talked about this on the show. Brad and I have already, about what Vista Ridge has done so far. I mean, they have a quality win. They have, you know, some quality performances out already on the table. But man, Vandegrift is like, hey, like, we're still here. So great job by them. Temple, much needed bounce back win, 55-21 victory against Coppers Cove. You have Hutto, second straight victory for the Hippos, 35-7 win against McNeil. Obviously, there was a gap between those two wins because there was a postponed district game last week. So, but still, back-to-back wins for Hutto. Good to see them get their first UIL 6A district victory. Austin High, man, props to the Maroons. You know, obviously they had that gunslinging battle with Austin Bowie last week, 57-56 game. This week, 51-14, had no trouble with Austin Aikens Early College. So, man, the Maroons are heating up at the right time. Roanoke Cedar Ridge, quality win against Austin Anderson, 46-14. Some other results to keep an eye on. And we have some highlights on Vipe ATX and Vipe SATX Twitter accounts. Our videographer, Karen Fernandez, was out at the Round Rock Santana Cornerstone Christian School game last night. And man, was this a great game from the get-go. Round Rock ultimately lost 35-31. You'll want to watch some of those highlights. Not just the ones that we have for Round Rock, but what we also have for Cornerstone, because man, there were some spectacular plays made in that particular game. Props to Austin Bowie and Belton for getting their first wins of the season. The Bulldogs of Austin Bowie High School beat Del Valle 35-22. Quality win for Bowie right there. I mean, we were talking a little bit last week about, you know, is this going to be the year that Del Valle is able to kind of step up and be like, hey, like, we have all this talent, and, you know, is that going to ultimately, you know, result in a playoff spot? And I, to me, this was a game that not only did Del Valle kind of let get away from them, this was a game that they could have proven themselves, hey, like, we can get one of those top four spots in this district. Not saying that they can't with this loss. It's still super early in the season. But, man, props Austin Bowie, regular playoff contender in this area, to obviously say, hey, like, we're still here. Kind of like what Austin Vandegrift did against Cedar Park, Vista Ridge, and then obviously Cedar Park in 5A, 66-28 victory against Pflugerville Henderson. Did the Timberwolves just, you know, prove to everybody else in the state that, you know, they're arguably one of the top teams in 5A Division One? I think so. I mean, we've known this for a couple weeks. I think once they've beaten Pflugerville Henderson, which they did, and they beat Georgetown the previous week, those are two really great wins back-to-back, and they have a win against Austin Vandegrift as well. So we're going to start winding down this first segment. Obviously, so much more ahead. More scores, more results, show honors, and then obviously our great interview in a couple minutes. So stay tuned for that. Excited to talk to you more and share our Vipe coverage. Talk to y'all soon.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the VIPE High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the VIPE High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Boom. Obviously, usually joined alongside with Brad Cohn. Today, it's just me, though, and we have a great interview subject today. This is the time that we usually bring on a high-profile athlete or coach in the Austin area of Central Texas, and we got a good one today. She is a multi-sport athlete at Hayes High School, and she is a Missouri volleyball commit. We're excited to have her on. Welcome to the show, Trista Strasser. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for calling in. Like I said a second ago, I know you are a Missouri commit, and I know you've had an interesting recruiting journey. I mean, you started out, you were committed to Texas State, then you decommitted, and then obviously you found a great Power 5 offer at Missouri. I know we did a story on you earlier this year, but to obviously, I wanted to bring you on this portion of VIPE's coverage to obviously kind of tell your story a little bit more. So kind of walk through the audience about, your whole recruiting journey and how you got, to Missouri and obviously, why you're excited about ultimately joining the Tigers next year.
So I guess, first of all, I decided to decommit from Texas State because, one, I was very young and I feel like I personally didn't know what I really wanted. And I think it was just in the heat of the moment just because it was my first offer. I mean, I love the coaches. They were great and everything. But also because I was a multi-sport athlete and I felt like maybe I would play a basketball to see, what that has to offer me. But as soon as I started club volleyball this summer, Missouri was there and they were so supportive and they were super nice. And I love their coaches, and the girls also reached out to me on the team, and the campus is beautiful. But sadly, I couldn't visit in person just because of COVID. So.
Well, obviously, you will be at Missouri probably not too long from now. I know, there are still some regulations across the country, but I know, you are going to start getting prepared and ultimately, make the move up there. So, obviously, I know you're excited to ultimately visit the campus for the first time. People locally know about, what you've done on the volleyball court, obviously basketball court as well. Obviously, I know Hayes, high expectations going this season for volleyball. How has this season gone for you and your teammates, and how have you tried to be a leader for the Rebels this year?
Our season, it's not going the way we wanted to, but I feel like as a team, I feel like we've developed like emotionally and very like, I guess we've learned to work more as a team as season has like gone by. So I've tried to be a leader by if like, for example, if someone makes a mistake or is frustrated, I'll tell them like, hey, it's okay. And usually like they'll be like, oh yeah, I got the next point. And so I feel like me as a leader, I'm very like hype. I like to get excited. And I feel like by me doing that, everyone else gets hype and excited. And I feel like that's when we play our best, is when everyone's on the same page.
That's great. I know we saw you again at another VIPE preseason photo shoot earlier this week. Obviously, you came for volleyball. You came at basketball this week. Basketball season is going to be here before we all know it. It's a couple weeks away. At least games are. Games are really, really close getting started on that. What's exciting about, being a part of the Hayes girls basketball team in 2020-2021?
I guess the most exciting thing is that we get new people on our team, and it's more exciting just because I get that bond with new people, and I get, I guess, the younger kids. I love younger kids being on my team just because they look up to me, and it's exciting just to, have them there because they're so excited. They get excited over everything. And playing with my best friend, she's amazing, and yeah.
Well, I mean, that player that you mentioned, she's also a very good basketball player as well. We got to interview her on a previous VIPE show last year. What's that chemistry like with her? I mean, obviously, I know both y'all are, kind of closing in on the end of your high school careers. I mean, how would you like your work together to play out this year?
I feel like our connection on the court is just great. We always look for each other no matter like what situation we're in, and we look for high-low situations. If I'm down low and I don't have any options, I'll look for her out on the three-point line. We move the ball well, especially as a team. I feel like now that more kids are coming in, like, our passing is just a lot better and just all of that.
And, you know, between the two of you, you know, obviously there's you got Lila Guevara, the player that we were just talking about. And then actually I know you posted something on Twitter the other day about, you know, some other notable players in Hayes County. And I've always talked for a long time about the amount of depth that there is in terms of athletes in Hayes County. I mean, between Dripping Springs, Wimberley, Hayes, you got Kyle Lehman, you got Beauty Johnson, obviously you got Sam Marcus. I don't think I missed anybody. Hopefully I did. I know there's a couple of private schools as well. But, you know, across the board, I mean, a lot of good team success, obviously individual success as well, a lot of good, you know, recruits that come out of those teams as well in those communities. What's it like to be a part of, you know, this very talented athletic pool down there?
I like being part of it because it's a lot of good competition, and I feel like playing against good competition makes you a better player. Not only just you, but your whole team.
That's great. And obviously, you know, we always enjoy covering those athletes in that part of our coverage area. There is something like, there is kind of like a Hayes County pride in terms of just like people are like proud to be from there, proud to play for those communities. What's it like to, you know, play for Buda? Obviously, I know that's where Hayes is, but I know, and your brother actually plays for a different school as well in Buda, Buda Johnson. What's it like to play for the town of Buda?
I love it. My coaches are amazing. They've always been so supportive. Like, I struggled with grades my freshman and sophomore year, and they've helped me with that recently just to get caught up in everything. And they've been also supportive if, like, I'm having trouble just emotionally, and if I have trouble with, like, if a team gets into, like, a little argument on the court, like, they're always super helpful, and they always help out with anything that I need. Like, if I need help with my homework, like, you know, they'll help me, and they're just super nice, and the coaches is just a great environment to be in.
And I believe your brother's name is Ashton, and he is a football player at Buda Johnson. What went into your decision to stay at Hayes, obviously with him having that opportunity to be a part of the school's opening at Buda Johnson? What went into your decision to stay at Hayes, and what's that family dynamic been since he went to a different Hayes CIC school?
I feel like since he's gone to a different school, I feel like me and him are close, but at home he's just kind of to himself. So, I mean, like, we talk. I mean, I go to his football games, but I feel like it's better for us to go to different schools just because we're so close in age, we argue a lot. But
as most siblings do, obviously.
Yeah.
And I know you do a good job of, obviously, you know, promoting what he's doing as well. I've seen you do some stuff on social media. So what's that like? Obviously, you know, you're obviously the older sibling. What are you trying to do to obviously kind of show, hey, like, yeah, I'm a little older, but hey, I'm still here to, like, support you and all that?
Yeah, I do that because, you know, he's my brother, but, like, we're still very close, and he's really good at football. I personally think he's really good at football. So I think not just the Buda area should see that, but everyone should see that. So that's why I posted on my Twitter so that other people can see how good of a football player he is.
I'm glad you're obviously looking after him and obviously, like I said, promoting, because I know it sounds like you're real excited about what he can accomplish before he graduates. Obviously, I know we're going to start winding down this interview, but before we get to that, I wanted to obviously ask you, I mean, you know, you are really well known for what you've done, you know, volleyball-wise and basketball-wise. Which sport do you enjoy playing the most? I mean, I know you're committed volleyball-wise for Missouri, but is that your favorite, or are there things about basketball that you're like, hey, like, I like this about volleyball, but I also like these things about basketball?
Yeah, like, in the beginning when I was, like, a junior, it was super hard for me to tell, like, if I loved volleyball or if I loved basketball. Like, of course I love both, but I feel like for me to commit to a volleyball school, that's, like, you know, I love volleyball. Like, volleyball is my sport. But the thing about basketball is, like, when you go on, like, certain runs and you keep scoring and you get blocks, everyone gets excited. And that's, like, the same hype about volleyball. It's, like, they both equally have that same amount of hype, and people get excited, like, no matter what. And I feel like both teams are very supportive of, like, if you mess up, you got the next one.
Yeah, they're definitely really fun games to attend, but also obviously support. Well, hey, thank you so much again, Trista, for joining the program today. Obviously, good luck to you the rest of your high school career. We're definitely looking forward to continuing to cover everything that you do accomplish at Hayes, but also we're excited to see what you do once you get to the SEC and Missouri Athletics.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, obviously, we've just been talking with Hayes volleyball player Trista Strasser and basketball player. Don't want to forget about that. Obviously, you know, she's very proud and accomplished in both sports. And, you know, we had a really good conversation. Obviously, we discussed kind of, you know, what she likes about both sports. Obviously, we talked about her Missouri commitment, her supporting her brother at a different Hayes CISD school. We dove into, you know, obviously the depth of Hayes County Athletics just across the board. So obviously we were really excited to have her on, and it was a really good time to talk to her. So thanks again, Trista. And, you know, we're starting to wind down our second segment. We have a lot more to cover, rankings, show honors, and more. So definitely stay tuned. You will not want to miss the final 30 minutes of this program. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, usually joined alongside by Brad Combe. Today it's just me. I'm flying solo, but obviously good show so far. We've covered so much. On today's program, or actually in the second half of this program, we will be diving into the updated TAPS 11-man football rankings. First time on this show that I've actually updated the TAPS football rankings firsthand on the show. I've updated them a couple times on the site. But so if you are looking for some private school coverage, you will get a little bit of that on today's program. We hope to continue that either in that fashion or a different form in future episodes, because obviously those athletes do a lot of great work as well. They put in so much time to, you know, excel on whatever sport that they compete in. So we're going to do that, then we'll do the UIL 4A football rankings, and then we'll do 5A D1, 5A D2, 6A, and we'll also do our show honors at the end, and then obviously give you a heads up on some games to watch in the week to come. So we start out with Vipe Austin TAPS 11-man football rankings. This is a top five. What we do for local 11-man football is we do 5A, and then we do a 6A top five as well. Obviously, due to some scores being hard to find since they got completed last night, I just said, hey, let me just go ahead and get the games in that I can get broadcasted. Obviously, TAPS 11-man football, they did a great job with their score releases. I found a little bit of trouble finding the TAPS 6-man. So 6-man football rankings will not be released firsthand on this show. We hope to get them updated on Vipe.com later on this week. But obviously, we'll do that. And we kick it off with, like we usually do, we do number, whatever the lowest is in the ranking, then we go up. And number five, 11-man football team in TAPS is Austin St. Dominic Soviet Catholic. So this program is 1-2 so far in 2020. Actually, the last game that they did play, they got their first victory of the season, which is awesome. But this week that just completed was a bye week. So they obviously enjoyed their bye week since they, you know, earned their first victory the previous week. And that did come against Austin Liberal Arts and Science Academy, also known as Austin LASA. People know that name a little bit more. So props to them. They are number five. They were number five previously in our previous TAPS 11-man football ranking. So no move there. So props to them for staying on track. Number four, Brentwood Christian School, 3-1 on the year. They were previously number two, so they lost a game pretty, by a good margin to Austin St. Michael's Catholic Academy a couple weeks back. And so they did drop from 2-4. They did bounce back this week, 24-0 win against San Antonio St. Anthony Catholic. Props to them. Good win for the Bears. I know St. Anthony's had some success in recent seasons in football. They did return to taps this year. They were playing in a couple different leagues. St. Anthony, obviously, good victory for Brentwood Christian School against them this week. They do fall from 2-4, like I mentioned, but good to see the Bears bounce back and get back on track. Number three is that team that beat Brentwood Christian School. I believe it was about 2 weeks ago. The Crusaders are also 3-1. Obviously, they have that head-to-head advantage since they did beat Brentwood Christian School. So there is a reason why they are 3 and Brentwood is 4. That is the Crusaders, the Crusaders of St. Michael's Catholic Academy won three straight victories, 42-18 victory against Brownsville St. Joseph Academy. And that came a week after, like I said, that they snapped Brentwood Christian School's perfect season with a 42-0 victory. Number two, a team from the Temple area, Central Texas Christian School, is also 3-1, previously number three. They have played a very similar schedule to Austin St. Michael's Catholic Academy. Both teams have played quality opponents. I think because St. Michael's was lower than Central Texas, in our previous ranking, I'm going to give Central Texas the number two spot over St. Michael's this week. Not saying that St. Michael's isn't far away from that spot, but at this point in the season, I'm going to give Central Texas Christian School the edge. They obviously have won back-to-back games, the latest 55-14 victory against Church St. John Paul II Catholic. So good on them. And then number one, the team that doesn't change much in our football rankings, and that's Reed and School of Austin. 4-0 on the year. The Knights are obviously the power program when it comes to private schools in the Austin area in Central Texas. They doubled up Geneva School of Burney this week in a 56-28 win. We already knew, the Knights were, a top-tier program, but I think what they did against Geneva shows that, hey, like, there's still a gap between them and everybody else in TAPS 11-man football. Because obviously Geneva won the TAPS Division III state championship in football last year. So great win for the Knights. Obviously, the Knights are usually making deep playoff runs. And this year, so far, obviously seems to be on the same track. And they seem to have the same expectations. So that's our number 5-1 once again in the TAPS 11-man football rankings. Austin St. Dominic Soviet Catholic 1-2 on the year. Number four, Brentwood Christian School 3-1. You have number three, Austin St. Michael's Catholic Academy 3-1. Central Texas Christian School 3-1. And Reading School Austin 4-0. That is 5-4-3-2-1. Now we go down to our updated Vipe Austin UIL 4A football rankings. We kick it off with a team that returns to our area top 10, and that's Gatesville. Big win for them, 17-6 bounce back win against Robinson. Good to see them bounce back. They're 2-4 in the year. Obviously, that 17-16 score ends that program's two-game losing streak, so good to see them get back on track. Number nine is a team that doesn't change its spot. It's Smithville. Smithville stays at number nine. But they did get a nice win this week, 43-15 win against Gonzales. What's interesting about what the Tigers have done so far in 2020 is the fact that, so they've had a pair of two-game losing streaks, okay? Well, between those, they've bordered those two-game losing streaks with all their wins. So they won their season opener, lose two straight, win again, lose two more, and then win again. So hopefully they can get some more wins because obviously, they do know how to bounce back pretty well. So good to see Smithville bounce back against Gonzales. Number eight, LaGrange also stays where they were at last week. Number eight, LaGrange did lose this week. That was their second straight loss, 42-21 game against Navasota. Obviously, Navasota, we talked about this last week. The Rattlers are a state power. So not surprised that LaGrange lost, but it'll be interesting to see as the district slate starts winding down how LaGrange, Smithville, and obviously Giddings, you know, finds their way in that playoff race. You know, because I think, you know, Giddings so far seems to be that front runner in that district. Obviously, there's some teams in the same district that aren't in the Austin area that have, you know, obviously provided some troubles for these teams so far. And we've seen that so far with some of the results that we've talked about today and obviously on previous shows. But, you know, LaGrange and Smithville, they have a big game coming up in a couple weeks. I believe it's the regular season finale. That could be the game that gets one of these teams into the postseason. We'll see. Number seven, Fredericksburg. So the Battling Billies drop this week from 6-7. They're 4-3 on the year. You know, we've been talking about this team for a number of weeks now. You know, they got off to a great start, 3-0, nearly upset Wimberley early in the season. So they start 3-0, but they've only won one of their last four. And so that's why they're 4-3. Now, you know, this week they played a really tough Austin LBJ early college squad, and we know how good they are and how deep of a roster that program is. You know, they have playoff experience in 5A. So not surprised that Fredericksburg lost that game. I want to see how the Battling Billies bounce back. You know, they lost to Burnet in a shocker the week before. What will the Battling Billies do the rest of the season? Because I know they have playoff aspirations for this season. They have for a while now. Number six, Burnet falls from 5-6. They are 4-3 on the year. They did lose 45-7 to Land Passes, like I did with that St. Michael's and Brentwood earlier in this segment. I did give Burnet still the edge over Fredericksburg since they did beat them the week before. So yeah, they have the same record. Burnet lost by a lot more than Fredericksburg did, but you know, you got to kind of take into account, you know, have they played each other yet? And I'm doing that for these two teams, at least this week. Number five, Giddings jumps up from 7-5. Props to the Buffaloes, who are now 5-2 in the year. 35-31 win against Quirk. Very quality win against the Gobblers, one of the great mascot names in Texas high school sports. You have number four, Austin LBJ Early College. I already mentioned them. A big win against Fredericksburg. They're now 3-1. Three straight wins for the Jaguars. They stay at where they were at last week. So yeah, that's that. And then number three, Salado, big win against China Springs. They're now 7-1, six straight victories for the Eagles after that 28-14 victory against China Springs. Number two, number one, still the same. Number two, Wimberley, 7-1. They didn't even have to hit the field this week, the Texans, because Austin Eastside Memorial Early College had to forfeit the scheduled UIL 14-4A Division II district football game. And then Land Passes, like I mentioned before, rolled Burnet 45-7. So that's our TAPS 11-man football rankings updated, as well as the same for our Vipe Austin UIL 4A football rankings. We have more rankings releases on our final segment, plus show awards and more, so definitely stay tuned. We will talk to you in a couple minutes. You will not want to miss that loaded final segment because we have a lot to cover. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com. Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Time to get into the saddle, folks, because we have a loaded final segment of today's program. Obviously, you know, if you have missed anything so far, I hope you're able to rewind the podcast. Or if you're listening to us live on the radio, definitely make sure you check out the published show on Vipe.com. It's usually published on Monday night. So definitely, you know, you don't want to miss our weekly interviews, our updated rankings, or other area sports coverage when it comes to high school sports in Austin and Central Texas. Like we did in last segment, we got more rankings to release on this segment. We have 5AD2, 5AD1, and 6A, and then we'll give out our show awards, and we will also tell you some games to watch in the week to come. So we start out with 5AD2, and the teams at the top are still the same. You have number one Liberty Hill, 4-0. Man, the Panthers keep rolling. 76-0 win against Austin Crockett Early College. Actually, that was what they did the previous week. This week, they followed that up with an 86-0 win against Austin Travis Early College. So, man, are they rolling. Props to the Panthers. There's a reason why it's them and basically everybody else in that classification in the Austin area. Number two, Marble Falls, is still 3-0 because their district game got postponed due to COVID. Luckily, they weren't affected by COVID. It was a different team that was affected. I mean, not, it's never good when someone has COVID, but luckily, the Mustangs players were not affected by COVID, so they're definitely healthy, and they're ready to go for their next game whenever that comes about. Number three, Leander Rouse, 3-1. Second straight victory for the Raiders, 49-20 victory against Pflugerville Conley. They stay at number three. So 1, 2, 3 are still the same. Number four, Leander Glenn, 2-2. Ended a two-game losing streak with a much-needed bounce-back win against Bastrop. 30-6 was the final score for the Grizzlies. And then, obviously, number five, Austin Northeast Early College is 1-1. No game this week. I did give Glenn the jump up this week. I know they weren't ranked last week because of that two-game losing streak. But, you know, they've just played a tougher schedule than Northeast. I know Northeast last week was 1-1. We had Georgetown Eastview at number five last week. They lost this week to Brenham, which, man, they've had some battles the last couple years. Three losses to Brenham by a combined 8 points. Obviously, 2018 score was 35-30. 35-34. Sorry, I'm getting those mixed up. 2018 was 35-34 in favor of Brenham. 2019 was 35-30 in favor of Brenham. And then this week, they lost 28-26. So, man, they're so close to beating that really dominant Texas football power in Brenham. So we'll see how the Patriots bounce back from that. But like I said, Northeast was number four last week because Georgetown Eastview was 1-2. But, man, with Glenn, you know, picking up another quality win, they played a tough schedule so far. I did bounce Northeast down from 4-5, and I did jump Glenn all the way up to 4. And 5AD1, you know, the headliner is still number one Cedar Park. The Timberwolves are 4-0 after a 66-28 victory against Fluver Henderson. You have number two Dripping Springs. Didn't have a game this week, so they stay at 2-1. They also stay at number two. You have number three, Georgetown, who bounces back, much needed bounce back win against a quality Maynard program, 36-26. The Eagles look good in that one. They're 3-1 on the year. Number four, Pflugerville. Obviously, they started 3-0. We jumped them up to 3 last week, and then they got shocked by Leander, 48-47. And we'll talk about this a little bit more in a few minutes about the special occasion for Leander's victory. So they do drop from 3-4. Pflugerville does. And then number five, Pflugerville Henderson, did lose to Cedar Park. Similarly with Georgetown the previous week to Cedar Park, dominant performance for Cedar Park. We did drop, you know, a ranked team after they lost to Cedar Park, but we're not going to knock them out because they're still a quality program and they still have a lot more work to do. So once again, in 5AD2, it's Austin Northeast Early College, Leander Glenn, Leander Rouse, Marble Falls, and Liberty Hill. That is 5-1. In 5AD1, it's Pflugerville Henderson, Pflugerville, Georgetown, Dripping Springs, and Cedar Park, also 5-1. In 6A, we had a little bit of a change this week, at least in the middle. The top parts, obviously, not much change. Lake Travis, Westlake are still 1-2. Lake Travis, 3-0 in the year, beat an area ranked Hayes squad 70-35. Westlake is now 4-0 after a 56-0 win against Sam Marcus. So, you know, when you look at this, so Lake Travis actually has played a slightly tougher schedule than Westlake. I know Westlake has three shutout victories already, and they've beaten a quality Schertz Clemens squad. But you kind of have to look at, like, you know, what the teams have done. I mean, I know Schertz Clemens, that was a good win. Props to them. Props to Westlake for pulling that out and looking really good against the Buffaloes. But, you know, when you look at the rest of the opponents, I mean, for Lake Travis, they played three games, and their opponents have records of 2-2, 1-1, and 1-3. That's a 4-6 combined record, okay? For Westlake, the teams that they've faced, besides Schertz Clemens, they're combined 2-8. So I'm still giving Lake Travis that one, or that edge at number one over number two. It seems like every week Westlake gets closer and closer, but man, I want to see what Westlake does against Hayes, Bowie, and obviously programs like Del Valle. Actually, no, they've already beaten Del Valle, but you know, programs like Hayes and Bowie, who are regular playoff contenders. A team that jumps up is Clean Shoemaker from 4-3. They're 3-0 now after a 21-17 win against Killeen. Ellison, you have number four, Austin Vandegrift. Another change in the rankings. I mentioned earlier in this program, Austin Vandegrift shocked Sierra Park Vista Ridge with a 40-14 victory. Man, what a performance by them. I mean, we talked to Sierra Park Vista Ridge's football coach and athletic coordinator last week, and, you know, both Brad and I were excited for this game just based off of what Kyle Brown, the quarterback of Sierra Park Vista Ridge, had accomplished so far, not only last year, but through the first couple games this year. And then obviously the way that the offense was rolling for the Rangers. But man, the coach over at Sierra Park Vista Ridge, he mentioned that Austin Vandegrift defense that has been so good the last couple years. You know, there's a reason why Austin Vandegrift has made deep runs in the playoffs, and they've been so dominant in the regular season. I mean, they have one loss in the regular season over the last three seasons, and that was to Sierra Park, and we know how good Sierra Park is this year. I mean, the last 2 years, they'd undefeated regular seasons. So Austin Vandegrift does bounce back, and they do jump up from 6-4 in this week's rankings. Temple does get a much-needed bounce back. The Wildcats are 3-1 on the year after a 55-21 win against Coppers Cove. Good to see them back in the saddle. Obviously, I mentioned Vista Ridge earlier. They do drop from 3-6 after that 40-14 loss to Austin Vandegrift. It was a rivalry game, so obviously it was very shocking, that performance. I thought for sure it'd be either a very tight game throughout, or Vista Ridge would have a would find a way to kind of pull that game out. And then you have number seven, Hutto, who stays at number seven. Second straight victory for the Hippos, 35-7 win against McNeil. I mentioned earlier in the show, there was a break between their first and second victories of this, not only of the season, but of this win streak. And that was because of a postponed district game, not this week, but the week before. And that was the Hippos' first ever UIL 6A district victory. Obviously, they've won a lot of district games in lower classifications of recent years. But props to the Hippos and congratulations on that achievement. Team that jumps into the area rankings, number eight, Austin High, is 3-0. Man, the Maroons are really rocking and rolling at this point. I love seeing Austin High achieve on the football field. You know, they're so many decades removed from a playoff victory. You know, they've made it to the playoffs a number of times since, you know, the 50s. But, man, if they could get a playoff victory this year, I know it'd mean a lot to, you know, the thousands of alumni that have gone through that school since the 1800s. But yeah, 51-14 win against Austin Acres Royal College. Good to see that. Number nine, Renwick Cedar Ridge, 2-1. Be Austin Anderson, 4-6-14. So that is number nine for Cedar Ridge. Number eight is Austin High. And then number 10, Hayes, does stay in the area top 10. Even with that 70-35 loss to Lake Travis, that did snap the Rebels' two-game winning streak. The team that did drop out so that Austin High could move in was Harker Heights, who's now 2-2, lost 28-21 to Bryan in a battle. So that's our 6A, 5A D1, and 5A D2 rankings. Once again, for 6A, so I have everything cleared, it's Hayes, Renwick Cedar Ridge, Austin High, Hutto, Sierra Park Vista Ridge, Temple, Austin Vandegrift, Clean Shoemaker, Westlake, and Lake Travis. That is 10 through 1. Like we always do on this program, we do give out a show honor on every show. And this week, we're going to give out a team of the week, and that is the Leander football team. Props to the Lions. Ended their 22-game losing streak with a 48-47 upset of Pflugerville. Love seeing the Lions, you know, perform like that, because that's a big win. Pflugerville was undefeated on the season, so hopefully that, you know, sparks some type of generates some more success in the immediate future. And then before we wind down, we have less than a minute left in this show. Couple games to keep an eye on this week. Austin LBJ Early College travels to Lampasas. Highly anticipated game in 4A. And then obviously Dripping Springs takes on New Braunfels Canyon. And then you'll also want to tune in and listen to the Vipe Live Central Texas Game of the Week live on this station. Talk 1370 AM and Magic 95.5 HD2. You will not want to miss what we're going to bring to you, like we do on previous Fridays, and we will on future Fridays as well. Well, hey, if you enjoyed today's program, make sure you follow Vipe on social media, Vipe Texas on Facebook, Vipe ATX on Twitter, and Vipe _ATX on Instagram. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Hope everyone has a great week. We will definitely continue to give you daily coverage of high school sports in the Austin area in Central Texas. Toss Bing is signing off. Adios, folks.